Hello and welcome to today's special year-end edition of Hometown Alaska. We're dedicating today's show to volunteers in Alaska who give their time, labor, and expertise pro bono and make our communities a better place to live. With me in the studio are two guests who are deeply acquainted with the rewards and challenges of Alaska volunteering. Sue Brogan, Vice President of Community Engagement for United Way of Alaska, and Tabor Rebaum, CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters Alaska. Thanks to both of you for coming in. And we're anxious for those of you who are out there that would like to thank a volunteer to get in touch with us and send your appreciation out over the air. You can call us at 550-8433 here in Anchorage, 1-888-353-5752 statewide, or through the marvel of digital communication, you can email us at hometown@alaskapublic.org. And I'll repeat that info for you. You want to call us from Anchorage at 550-8433. Statewide, it's 1-888-353-5752. Or you can email us again at hometown@alaskapublic.org. So you may be thinking, volunteers, why are we talking about volunteers? Well, how about this? According to the Corporation for National and Community Service, average between 2008 and 2010, Alaska volunteers donated $603 million in services. This was from 175,500 volunteers, which is 34.2% of adult residents of Alaska. That's pretty impressive, I think. That put us ninth in the nation, with individuals giving 55 hours of service each, putting Alaska second in the nation in hours given per individual. So, Tabor, I would think that volunteers are pretty much at the core of your program.
Absolutely, the heart and soul. They are the service providers. Our big brothers and big sisters are what make our organization and what make kids' lives better.
And they probably give a lot more than 55 hours per year, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely. We've got an average of about 12 to 1,500 volunteers each year who give anywhere from 1 to 4 hours a week. Mm-hmm. To spend with the kids with whom they're matched. And that is an equivalent of well over $4 million worth of volunteer time alone. Mm-hmm. And that's not even counting the wonderful pro bono help we get and our board of directors and the folks that really give us so much of their time and talent. And we've gotten some wonderful help from folks like Steve Gonzalez of Gonzalez Marketing has donated a video each year to us. The spirit of volunteerism in this state is truly remarkable, and there are thousands and thousands of kids that are the direct beneficiaries through Big Brothers Big Sisters, and I really thank you for giving us an opportunity to say thank you to all of them.
Well, you're welcome. It's I just happen to be sitting here in a chair. It's all so thank the station. I'm just a figurehead. And Sue, you have a lot of experience with volunteers here in Alaska as well.
I do. And, you know, I also would echo Tabor's comments on thanking the station for allowing this hour of recognition, because it's very important for volunteers to be recognized. And as, you know, Tabor has mentioned and described her program, there are hundreds and hundreds of volunteers out there that are doing things in informal settings, you know, for their neighbors, for elderly folks in their neighborhoods, for in rural Alaska, you know, volunteering looks slightly different than it does in urban areas. And so there are many, many people that are giving more than 55 hours. And to those folks, we say thank you and keep up the good work. It's really, really important.
Well, we have, in fact, already got a phone call from a person now that we would like to take. And Jim, you're on the air.
Hi. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to Sue. Sue is a wonderful supporter of the work we do here at Food Bank of Alaska and manages that huge Day of Caring event that happens in September for us. And we can't do the work that we do without the help of United Way. I'm specifically calling in to thank all the wonderful volunteers who helped us on the 20th, the 19th, and the 20th of December for this year's Neighborhood Gift. We served almost 5,000 families, and we had almost 2,000 volunteers from across the community to come out and help.
Oh, 2,000.
And we can't thank them enough.
That's very cool. Thanks so much for calling in, Jim.
Thanks,
thank you
Jim.
Very much.
You're welcome. And I got to get my thanks in as well, because I'm involved with the Alaska Parkinson Support Group, and we did have a couple volunteers that came in to help us this year. That was Beverly Churchill and Jim Kerr both volunteered for us. And I'd also like to send a special thank you to Ann Verhoef, who's come in many times and spoken to our group about speaking, in fact. In fact, the reason I can sit here and talk to you is largely due to Ann Verhoef. So I would like to get my thanks out there as well. And we've got to move along here, and I would like to talk about the seamy underside of volunteering, the secret that a lot of people don't realize, and that is that my guests are looking at each other going, oh, my God.
Wait a second. This wasn't in the script. Yeah. What's this?
Oh, it's right in the script. It's right here.
Oh.
The seamy underside of volunteering is that volunteers, and this is what I've learned from working with the Parkinson's group, actually get a lot out of volunteering. It's not just that you're helping somebody else. It's that you're getting a lot back as well. And I'd like if you guys could reflect on that a little bit maybe and talk about how you might have seen that in the time you've worked among Anchorage volunteers.
Well, I think if you set the stage for success and you can really link somebody's passion with the mission of an organization, not necessarily, you know, it could be United Way, it could be Biggs, it could be, you know, one of the other hundreds of nonprofits that we have across the state. But if you can link those passions and show that individual how much of a difference they can make, how much of an impact that they can make as an individual with an hour, with 100 hours, with, you know, pro bono skills. You might, you know, be in a profession and you work all day long and you don't think that, you know, that's a value to somebody else. But yet when you go to a nonprofit like a marketing pro bono or like an attorney or an accountant, that can make a huge difference to extending somebody's budget. Something that they wouldn't have to pay for, or a special skill like the person that came in and helped, you know, your organization. Everybody has a talent to share. You may not think it's talent, but you know, there's a need for it out there. So it's about linking the passion, I think.
And I'm really glad that you mentioned this, because one of the things that we find in the Big Brothers Big Sisters program is that our volunteers come to us and tell us they think they're getting more out of this experience than even the kids are, which just warms our hearts, because, you know, really, if it wasn't fun, if it wasn't satisfying, if it wasn't rewarding, we wouldn't find volunteers to do this.
That's right.
And the relationships that develop, the opportunities, as Sue mentioned, to share what motivates you, what interests you, to watch a child's eyes light up because they're learning a new skill or being exposed to a new wonderful experience or cultural experience. It's just truly joyful. And again, I'm so glad that people feel that way, because it keeps volunteering going.
Well, that leads us to a couple of things, one of which is, are there good clearinghouses for information for people that want to volunteer, that want to match their skill up to a certain organization? Where would you go if you wanted to take your skill somewhere?
Well, this one's for Sue.
Okay, Sue, this is for you.
Okay, I would...
You can volunteer for date. Yeah. Take this one.
I would... one good place to look for information is certainly the Anchorage Daily News. We have been in partnership. The community has been in partnership with them for years for a listing every weekend of volunteer opportunities. And I brought a couple from the last couple of weeks, and there's probably 40 different listings from agencies, and it's a free service. You can also list your volunteer opportunity with United Way on our website. So that's two good places. Another good place to look for information is ask a friend. Are you volunteering? And you know, if they get a good response, or maybe they'll take you along one time. The best kind of referral is from somebody that's already doing something that's connected. That's how a lot of volunteers get hooked, is somebody brings them along and they have a great experience. And then the next thing you know, it's, you know, 10 or 15 years later. And like the great volunteers here at KSKA and KKM, many of them have been volunteering for a long, long time.
Good point, which I got to stop the show here and just thank all those volunteers that have come out. And thanks for that reminder, Sue, about that. That's one thing that we would have to be sure to thank the people that help keep the station going, because especially the radio station is built largely around volunteers.
Exactly. And that's a great opportunity for somebody that has that skill, that wants to either perfect the skill or just be along for the fun, like the KSKA membership drive. It's just a lot of fun, and it's a great volunteer opportunity.
Thanks. And I imagine that a lot of your people come from referrals from people that are already your best outreach is probably your volunteers.
Well, that is a really good source, and we also have very many program and recruitment partners really wonderful corporate citizens that allow us to come in and do recruitment presentations and let people know what's involved and really how easy it is. But I did want to give a shout out to Sue and the United Ways all across the state, because it is a marvelous clearinghouse for opportunities. And if people really aren't sure what they want to do, a call to your local United Way can really help direct you in the right directions to have a meaningful and satisfying volunteer experience.
And I want to mention that when I was getting ready to do the show, I Googled Volunteer Anchorage, and I got 415,000 results in 4.1 seconds is what it said, or 4.41 seconds. And so you can always just start with Google if you want.
You bet.
And if you want to call us, which we'd love to hear from you if you have some volunteers to thank, you can reach us at 550-8433 here in Anchorage, or 1-888-353-5752, calling statewide. That's toll free. Or you can send us an email at hometown@alaskapublic.org. And let me give you those numbers again, because I'm so fond of my own voice that I like to hear it repeat things. It's 550-8433 here in Anchorage, or 1-888-353-5752 statewide, toll free, or email hometown@alaskapublic.org. And I have to say that by eerie coincidence, I do have some emails here, which I would like to get through, because we've gotten to a lot of trouble to collect them, and these people deserve to be thanked. So let's get to those. So the first is from Tony McPherson at the Anchorage Public Library. And she says, I want to thank the more than 500 people who volunteered for Anchorage Public Library this year. Some of them come in twice a week and have done so for years. Others show up faithfully for every one of the May and November book sales. Without these wonderful volunteers, our library would be a much poorer place. So that's another place that volunteers, if you're interested in looking for some place where you can put your skills, that's another place. It's the library. And we have some other here that I would like to read, and they are one here from, looks like Kristen, who is the person that is our engineer. So let's get past that and see. Oh, here's one from Carol Como. She says, on behalf of the Anchorage School District, I want to thank the hundreds of volunteers, parents, students, family members, businesses, and industry supporters who support our mission of educating all students for success in life in the Anchorage School District. We truly could not provide the education that we do without you. Thank you very much, and a peaceful and happy 2012 from Carol Como. And thanks to Carol for that.
Well, and thank you to Carol for all the wonderful opportunities that she creates to provide opportunities to volunteer through the schools. It's a wonderful, wonderful relationship that she's established both with nonprofits and with companies in the Anchorage area.
And she also volunteers at the Neighborhood Gift that Jim was talking about. She's volunteered for Gift for I don't know how many years. So
well,
she walks it and talks
yeah,
it
does.
And she lives it. So yeah, thank you, Carol.
I suppose Carol's paid, but she's probably working about a volunteer wage at this point, because she is at everything that you can possibly see around town. She's there, and it's one of the things that I think she's greatly appreciated for that.
I do too.
Yep.
And we do have a call now. I believe this is John, who would like to talk to us. John, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to give a shout-out to my two sons who are have both been involved in various volunteer activities since they're in grade school. But specifically, I wanted to mention Cameron, who is working as a volunteer firefighter now in just outside of D.C. and has done that in Alaska for a couple of years. And also Martin, who has done a lot of work in volunteering as a medical volunteer, especially through a group that's active in Anchorage, I think providing volunteer medics for a lot of events called Alaska Professional Volunteers. Anyway, I'm proud of both of them. Thanks for this opportunity.
You're welcome, John. Thanks for your call. Good to hear you, by the way. So I've got another email here. This is a fellow whose name is Guy Runco. He's the volunteer coordinator at the Bird Treatment and Learning Center, which is Bird TLC here in Anchorage. And he says, we at Bird TLC are extremely grateful for the hard work and dedication of our volunteers. Thank you for all you do for the birds as well as the community. So that's from the birds. There's volunteers out there making sure the birds are still together, too. That's one
that's
of the things
right.
That this community, no bird shall fall, as the Bible says, without being noted by an Anchorage volunteer.
There you go.
And I wonder if you have any either if you have like a story of a favorite volunteer or somebody that went above and beyond the call of duty, is that the sort of thing that comes quickly to mind, or is that?
There's so many that I fear.
You hate to pick one out.
Exactly, but I do want to give a shout out to our military neighbors. There are so many ways that they are involved in our community and really reach out and help our community be a stronger place and a better place, in addition to the service that they provide for our country. And I do want to thank our military neighbors for the wonderful things that they do. We've had some wonderful big brothers and big sisters. We do have some from the military. We also hope that there are many more military families engaged with our program. It's a wonderful resource that we have in this state, and I do want to acknowledge their great service to our community.
And it probably is good for them sort of as a way of hooking into the community. And
you bet.
And they're maybe from Alabama or someplace like this, and this is a way for them to get to know their neighbors as well.
You bet, and make a connection.
Yeah, that's one of the things. Do you have anybody that you can think of that has really knocked your eyes out, knocked your socks off as a volunteer that really...
Over the course of 30 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's
I have
somebody.
I know, right? Let me think. Actually, I just ran into one the other day, that a guy named Greg and a man named Greg, and he was actually one of the volunteers that used to come and answer phones for me when I worked here at the station in 90. And our paths still cross, and actually I saw him the other night when I was helping out at a mobile food pantry site. And so I think one of the, you know, it is a two-way street. It's a great way to share what you have, your talents and your gifts. But then it's also just, I think it's the epitome of the Alaskan spirit, because it's just, you make friends and you're just like, you see somebody and, you know, now it kind of takes me a bit to remember what year I might have had that person as a volunteer.
Yeah.
But I'll go, oh yeah, you know, it was back when you worked for so-and-so, and you know, so it's a great way, like you said, to connect and not feel so isolated, and it extends the family. And of course now, you know, there's a lot of opportunities for family volunteering. Mm-hmm. There's many places that will take youth, you know, with parents, and that again just instills that whole spirit of volunteerism and kind of gets the ball rolling. And that's how I started. I mean, it was third grade and it was in Girl Scouts.
Uh-huh.
And from there it just took off, and I had a great mentor. My Girl Scout leader was amazing, Mrs. Ward. She still lives in Kenai.
Uh-huh.
I see her, you know, a couple times a year, and she just made the difference in my life. And it just, you know, kept on from there. And, you know, I tried to pass that skill along and that spirit along. And so, yeah, I have had many, many volunteers that have been amazing and have shared themselves. And it's a great way to make friends. Certainly a great way to make friends.
Oh, and you become a part of a whole nother community, and there's a sense of shared experience that really is a very important part of our lives as individuals. But as you talked about recognizing, I mean, I hate even the thought of recognizing one person out of 1,500, but there is a very amazing volunteer that actually United Way and Big Brothers Big Sisters shares, and that's our immediate past president of our board, Rick Fox, who has also been campaign chair for United Way and has done so much in this community to involve more people in volunteering and in philanthropy. And he is also a big brother. He was a big brother before he even got onto the board, and has made an amazing difference in his very lucky little brother's life. And I don't know if he's in town, but I do want to acknowledge the incredible contribution he's made, not just to our organization, but the whole community.
He's a visionary. I mean, he's an amazing man. He knows what he wants. He can see what he wants. And he's willing to put the time and the resource to make happen.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So thank you, Rick. He's an amazing person.
He is, indeed.
Oh, thanks for that. That's interesting. We'll have to chase him down and maybe get his story at some point. Some
people
seem to have like an extra gene that enables them to do things that other people just don't have the vision to do.
Yeah, it's transformative, his vision and the what he's willing to do to stand behind that vision.
Sue, I was interested in something you were talking about earlier, which was it's different in the bush, you say, than in town here or in any city, the way that volunteerism works?
Well, my observation has been that I think that when you're thinking about and talking about volunteer recognition, it's you have to really, as I'm going to put in a plug for volunteer managers as well, because I think that, you know, programs have to have somebody that pays attention to the program to make it flourish. So plug for all of the for the volunteer coordinators across the state. But, you know, when you go out and you start talking about recognition, you need to open your eyes to all kinds of volunteerism and all kinds of people helping people. And I think, you know, many countries around the world, they don't even have the word volunteer. Mm-hmm. And so it's fun to go into other places as well to see that, so you don't get all hooked up with how, you know, we think we should do it. Mm-hmm. And then you go out into another community and find out that they're having a potlatch and you know, just it's so yeah, I think it's fun to go out to make new friends and see
kind
what's going on.
Kind of organic, wouldn't
it is,
you say?
It can be. Yeah. It can be very organic.
Yeah.
So you're saying that they don't have the word volunteer, they have volunteering in a different form.
Exactly. They might have, you know, helping out or, mm-hmm. Being open to the, how many different people there are and the skills that they bring. The definitions for the word is, you know, there's probably just as many. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting because I have heard there's uniquely American spirit of volunteering and pitching in, which, you know, comes from people will point to various things. And I don't know if that's true or not. I thought that was a little bit vague to try to get into that, but since you sort of brought it up, have you noticed anything along those lines? Or
well, you know who one of the places now across the world that is on the cutting edge of volunteerism is Australia.
Really? Mm-hmm.
They've got more books being produced on volunteerism. They have more change being done around programs and program delivery, I think, than any other country in the world.
Uh-huh.
Australia, New Zealand.
And do you know what explains that, or is that just something
that's
happening?
Change in their government, change in their, uh-huh. Maybe the demographic sum of the country. And, they've got, I think, probably a little bit of a more start, you know, more NGOs over there, non-governmental organizations, kind of they're, starting more of those. And but they're doing a lot of writing. A lot of folks are doing writing books and stuff, so.
Thank you. And we've got a person here who's been patiently waiting to come on the air. This is Elise. Elise, who would you like to thank?
I want to thank two groups. The Bird TLC, who I volunteered with now for well over 10 years and is just one of the most dedicated groups you're ever going to find for keeping a facility open 7 days a week on volunteer power. And I want to thank a very small little group in town called the Parrot Education and Rescue Group. And what they do is they take in companion birds and keep them until they can be adopted. And it's a small little group of us, but it's a lot of dedication to take in these birds and make sure they're safe till they're adopted. It's a very specialized little niche, but I think people who volunteer in these little groups need to be acknowledged too.
And that's a lot of work taking care of a bird, I can tell you, because I've known some birds and I've had to take care of some birds, and it was not easy. So did I hear birds in the background there? Did I hear, I think, some squawking going on there?
Yes, I'm actually hiding in my office.
are they begging to be rescued? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Thanks for calling. That was really, there's a lot of, I think, rescue groups out there for different animals. I know my aunt was involved in New England Golden Yankee Retriever Rescue for many years, and she would rescue retrievers. Mm-hmm. So thanks very much to Elise. And perhaps we could take another call now. This is this is Bethany.
Yes.
What have you got for us, Bethany?
Yes, I would like to just call. I'm calling from Food Bank of Alaska, and I would like to thank all of our volunteers that help in our warehouse and our office, and they just make a valuable contribution no matter what they're doing, and we are incredibly grateful for all that they do.
And that's a huge number of people, I believe, too. It's one of the biggest segments of volunteerism, yes. I think, in the community. It's like 2,000 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And we have around 20,000 hours that have been contributed this year, and that's about 10 full-time staff members that we actually don't have to hire because of our wonderful volunteers. So we are just indebted to them.
Okay, well, thanks very much for that.
Thank you.
And that's one thing that hit me as I was looking at the emails and stuff was that this is not just the poodle fanciers and the people that run model trains that are volunteering. This is a lot of backbone, nuts and bolts stuff that we depend on the food banks, the hospitals, I think, have many volunteers, and mm-hmm. all these groups. I think you could argue Big Brothers and Big Sisters are very crucial to a lot of our human capital, although I hate to think of those terms. But
well, but that's true. It's we look at our organization as an investment in the future because we're changing children's lives, and we could not do that without our Big Brothers and Big Sisters. They're absolutely essential, and they make a difference every single day.
What sort of things do you do if you're a Big Brother or Big Sister?
Basically, what you enjoy doing and sharing that with a youngster. We have two basic programs, our community-based program, which really allows you to get outside, get outdoors, maybe go to a ball game, do something you both enjoy, or a school-based program, which takes fewer hours per week. Generally, you can do this in an hour a week. And you just hang out and talk and play games and sometimes help with homework, but that's not really an essential component. It's just really the attention kids get when someone spends one-to-one time with them. Mm-hmm. It says, you are important. And just that knowledge that somebody's out there who's not being paid, not part of the team at school, not related to this youngster, and they think, whoa, maybe I am worth that kind of time and attention. And then every single aspect of that kid's life gets better.
It's a message that's under the basics of whatever you're doing. It's
yep. The first and foremost, show up. And that's that's half the battle, if not more.
Well, we have some more emails here, which I got to get to if I can. So let's go to Mary, who writes from the Hospice of Anchorage. And she writes, dear volunteers, to you who give your time and energy in support of individuals and families who are facing life's end, to you who lighten the burdens of others by carrying them upon your own shoulders, to you who give courage at times when another strength fails, to you who give your talents, your treasure, and love, thank you for all you do, and may many joys and much peace be yours in the coming new year, from your Hospice of Anchorage team and all those who have been supported by your dedication and kindness. And that's a tough one to follow up, but we'll
that's
have to.
That's marvelous.
That was quite the.
Thank you, Mary.
Very eloquent, I thought. Here's one from Lieutenant David Tugman, who writes, on behalf of Alaska State Troopers, I wish all our volunteers a very happy holiday season. Throughout the years, the troopers are responsible for about 900 calls for service involving overdue hikers, boaters, snow machiners, and others reported as missing. Quite frankly, AST would not accomplish our search and rescue mission without the volunteer resources we utilize daily. I personally want to thank all our volunteers for their public service and wish you a great and prosperous 2012. And here's another email. This is from Liza, who says, I'd like to thank all our volunteers here at Anchorage Community Theater. They are truly the heart of our organization because without them, we wouldn't have a theater. We are what we are. We are what our volunteers make us. A special thank you to Brian Saylor, Lynn Murphy, Linda Benson, Ben Sechrist, Carl Bright, Linda Bright, and Sina, pronounced Sina, oops, Moody, for spending so much of their time to provide a wonderful theater experience to their community. So I think that I got a couple more here we can go to before the break. This is from Ellen Toll at the Nordic Skiing Association of Anchorage. She writes that the Nordic Skiing Association of Anchorage, NSAA, puts on many cross-country ski races throughout the winter, all done by the illustrious Green Grunt. They know who they are, those who show up early to set up and stay late and take the course down and do everything in between. The Grunts are assisted on timing by Tim Brabitz and Bob and Meg Sten, who do the high school and middle school races as well, getting hundreds of Anchorage students out on skis. To name only these people, let's leave out dozens more of indispensable volunteers. Thanks to all of them for making this the great cross-country skiing community, for making this the greatest cross-country ski community in the country. And I can testify that those people are doing yeoman's work because they're going out when it's like 12 below and the wind is blowing. I've been out there.
Sometimes 25 below.
Yeah. It's
but the emails Anchorage. Have really provided such a great example of the very many kinds of ways that our lives are enriched by volunteers. In addition to social service agencies, we're talking about sports groups and animal rehabilitation and rescue groups and cultural activities like art and theater. It just makes our lives better. Everyone's lives yep. are touched by volunteers.
Well, we're going to have to take a break right here. So we'll be back in a little bit. This is Peter Scholl for Hometown Alaska here on KSKA.
You You're listening to Hometown Alaska on KSKA Anchorage. If you missed part of today's program or would like to listen again to Hometown Alaska, the program repeats tonight at 7 on FM 91.1. Remember, tonight's rebroadcast is recorded and will not be taking phone calls. You can subscribe to free podcasts of Hometown Alaska on our website at alaskapublic.org. This is KSKA Anchorage.
Hello and welcome back to Hometown Alaska with Peter Dunupshill, your host for this special edition. We're talking about volunteers and we're giving you an opportunity to thank volunteers. And you can do that by calling us. And let me get the number for you here. It's, if you want to call locally, it's 550-8433. Outside Anchorage, the number is 1-888-353-5752. And you can email us at hometownalaskapublic.org if you have somebody you want to thank. And let me give you those numbers again. That's 550-8433. Outside Anchorage, the number is 1-888-353-5752. And you can email us again at hometown@alaskapublic.org. And I have to ask, do you guys volunteer outside your normal duties here as CEO and vice president?
Yes,
and, absolutely.
I had a feeling this would be the answer. And
can we? Yeah.
So let's spiel. What do you do?
Oh, well, like I said, I just found this great new volunteer opportunity to help with Lutheran Social Services. They have a they host a mobile food pantry distribution at a church on Tuesday night, and they have different congregations that come every Tuesday night to support in the volunteer capacity, and I've started doing that. And so it's amazing that you, the big old truck from Food Bank rolls in and it gets offloaded, and folks that are needing help, they stand outside. It's all outside. And they stand out there, and then we set it all up, and then they go through, and then we clean everything, tidy it up, and we're done in about an hour and a half. So, but it's amazing. It's amazing to talk to the folks that are coming there that need help. And so I'm very, very happy that I got invited along to be a volunteer on that. It's really,
okay,
it's amazing.
Let me just mention that we're talking to Sue Brogan of United Way and Tabor Rehm.
Raybom. That's okay.
Of Big Brothers Big Sisters Alaska. And Taylor, if you could tell us where you're volunteering aside from your normal duties as CEO.
Well, in addition to my normal work duties, I am very fortunate to have an absolutely phenomenal little sister in our school program in Fairbanks, and Happy New Year to Jordan. But in addition to that, there, I have helped out with the Alaska Dog Mushers Association Open North American Sled Dog Race, which is so much fun and adds so much to the Fairbanks community. And there are just so many opportunities, even whether it's a one event opportunity to volunteer or a more consistent a kind of schedule like we have at Big Brothers Big Sisters. There's something for everyone. And again, it just helps you create a community. What you were talking about at Lutheran Social Services, you're part of another community now.
Right. And, you know, sometimes you can, there are groups that develop their own volunteer opportunities. Like for this in January for Martin Luther King Day, the Alaska Bar Association puts on a pro bono workshop over at the Mountain View Boys and Girls Club. And they've done that for the last couple of years where they get volunteers from the Bar Association and decide on what type of topics or services they're going to offer. And then they all volunteer and come together. So, you know, at me as an individual going out, or if you have a group that you're a book club, you can come up, you know, you can get involved in a volunteer opportunity. If you don't want to go by yourself, you want to go by as a group. As you said, there's just there's so many things going on, so many volunteer opportunities. You just have to, you know, be realistic about your time, how much time you have to give, when you want to give that time, what you like to do. Do you like to head out on your own, or do you want to go with a group? Do you want to do a special event, or make a commitment like being a big? There's just, you know, it's all over the board, and there's just really something for everybody.
And one thing that I have really been so heartened by and encouraged by is how much more volunteering we're seeing by young people, by high school kids, and even grade school kids. The opportunities for service learning in both the school system and at the university, it's a culture that's beginning to really take hold in a more institutional way, which I think is very, very encouraging. So many young people, we have high school students who serve as big brothers and big sisters, and I know that's just one little part. I mean, there are also wonderful kids involved with youth courts in many of our communities, and there are opportunities for even young kids to really make a difference and start feeling that satisfaction and sense of community that comes with volunteering. And I think that's one of the things that I've seen over the last 17 years really grow and develop, not just in Anchorage, but across the state. And it's very, very encouraging, and I think it has to do with some of those numbers you quoted at the beginning of the program about just how well Alaska is doing in terms of the number of hours that people contribute and the value of those hours to our way of life.
I'd like to come back to that and to Sue specifically some things you're talking about with families and opportunities with them, but we've got some people that are waiting to talk on the phone, so I'd like to take a call from Stu now.
Thanks, Peter. I'd like to recognize Dr. Greg Bragel at Health Center Dentistry. He's an extraordinary volunteer with the Mountaineering Club of Alaska, the Boy Scouts, and he also helps clear the trail up Ship Creek for the Arctic Indian Ski. You might remember Rosie's Roost.
I do, yes.
Yeah, well, Greg's the guy who keeps the roof on it. There's, you know, the Mountaineering Club has numerous huts in the Chugach Mountains and the Talkeetna Mountains, and Greg's been hut chair for years, and I don't think there's ever been a better one. He's forms volunteer teams to go up there and keep the roofs on and clean them out, and also OPPIC and High Adventures with the Boy Scouts and trail clearing, and he's just a great example. I think, you know, volunteering is how you get a sense of community, and if you don't have a sense of community, the value of anything is really downgraded, I think.
Yeah, it's interesting that the Mountaineering Club is something that's been around for as long as I've been up here in Anchorage, which is like 40 years, and that gives you a sense of community over time as well as your immediate surroundings. So thanks very much for that and for the recognition for that, Doctor.
Okay, thanks, Peter. Great show.
Thanks. And we've got also, I believe, someone. Dave, are you out there?
I'm here.
So go ahead, Dave, and give us your best thanks.
Okay, well, I'm with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Wildlife Diversity Program, and I would like to thank the hundreds of great volunteers we have throughout the state with our Alaska Citizen Science Program who provide invaluable information on all kinds of unique Alaska species, contributing to our understanding of their distribution, abundance, and status for a lot of information-deficient species that we're never going to have a whole lot of money to go out and study. But thanks to the efforts of these great folks who go out and conduct surveys and submit observations on the animals that we cover, we know more about them than we ever have. So thank you in one big bundle to everybody out there throughout the state.
So what would a person be doing if they were volunteering in that field?
Boy, there's a few different programs that we have. In some cases, they can conduct wood frog calling surveys in the springtime where they go out to one site or a number of sites or even their own backyard. There's different protocols, but they survey for calling wood frogs so we can get an idea of how they're distributed throughout the state, where they are, where they're not, what sorts of habitats they're in, and we can screen for things like abnormalities and problems in the environment. They're great bioindicators of wetland health.
Did you say wood frogs? Is that what you said?
Yep, wood frogs.
Okay.
We've got a number of folks scattered throughout South Central, especially in the Mat-Su Valleys, who are monitoring our various loon and grebe populations and are kind of documenting what appears to be a decline of those birds in our heavily populated areas of the Mat-Su Valley. And they're wonderful people who provide us all kinds of information on the distribution and the productivity of those birds. Or even folks, if you've got bats in your house or you just happen to see them, we know almost nothing about bats in the state. And folks from as far away as St. Michael have given us information on the distribution of bats Just by seeing them and documenting them and sending it in, we know more about bats in Alaska today than we ever have.
Well, I'd say about 30 years ago, I saw a bat in a woodpile outside of a cabin in Kenai. So I don't know if you counted that one, but that, I was surprised to see it. I didn't know that we had bats. It's a little tiny brown bat.
Yep, we do, and most people don't know. And they wind up doing a Google search about bats in Alaska, and our site will pop up, and we get a lot of volunteers who just kind of show up circumstantially through that sort of information. And it's amazing to me how eager and interested people are to help if it's something that they think is important, and they're happy to provide their time.
That shows that there's a niche for everybody. Just like there's for every animal, there's a niche for every volunteer, apparently, in the community out there. Thanks very much for your call.
Thanks for the time.
Yep. So I can see people with their eyes wide thinking about bats and wood frogs out there, which is not the sort of thing that most of us even, we just take it for granted, but there's somebody out there numbering every hair on the wood frog's head, I guess.
Well, there's something for everybody out there. And, you know, it made me think about the camp hosts, and there's hunter safety classes mm-hmm. that are taught by volunteers, and there's just many things that, you know, aren't top of mind. You know, it's the social services that usually get most of the media coverage, but there are volunteer opportunities, you know, the Civil Air Patrol, there's the state troopers, there's the Anchorage Police Department has a group, there's the dog rescue groups, you may have to look for it, and you may have to be able to articulate, you know, the type of experience that you want to have, but I venture to guess there's something for everyone out there that wants to give their time.
Every interest possible.
I think there probably is.
Yep.
Here's another email which seems to have gotten lost in the system, just surfaced here. This is from the... Let's see here. This is the, no, it's Red Cross, we read them already. I have one from the emergency search and rescue people here. Where did it go? There it is. And it says that search and rescue volunteers across the state of Alaska participate in hundreds of searches for lost and missing persons. In 2010, these volunteers contribute over 27,000 hours of their time away from work and their families. The Alaska State Troopers, as well as national and local agencies, rely heavily on search and rescue volunteers to help conduct search and rescues nearly every day somewhere in our state. And that was reinforced by the troopers who mm-hmm. had earlier said, and this is, again, nuts and bolts stuff, which we think that somehow this is being covered by somebody, but we never think of the volunteers that are out there
right.
with their dogs that they're training and
helping out when they're needed.
And taking time mm-hmm. from their families as well, which is
exactly
significant for a lot of us mm-hmm. who would like to spend more time with our families.
Exactly.
So Tabor, or I'm sorry, Sue, it uh-huh. was you were talking about getting back to families again, things that families can do together. What sort of opportunities are there for that?
Well, you know, there's many of the senior facilities here in Anchorage that have very strong volunteer programs. You know, the Parks and Rec Department for Anchorage uses youth and adults and could probably put something like that together. Certainly the food bank, there's food pantries that use volunteers. The library, you can have a family experience with the book sale. There's probably a special event going on every weekend that uses, you know, that can take both, you know, youth event most ages and then parents as well. So, you know, there's boys and girls clubs that have special events. There's many things depending on, you know, what it is you want to have that experience to be.
And one thing we don't talk about enough at Big Brothers Big Sisters, we also have big couples where you can two people can volunteer together and have one big our little brother or little sister, usually little brother because mm-hmm. they wait a little bit longer. But it's a marvelous opportunity to not have to take time away from each other to spend a volunteer time. And it's also a great opportunity for a kid to see, to get the benefit of two people's knowledge and experience and to see a good relationship in action. And so that's one of the things that we really do love at Big Brothers Big Sisters, to see that happen.
Mm-hmm.
So there's many ways, as Sue said, many ways you can do this, whether it's individually, a couple or a family. And it strengthens the family relationship, sets a great example for kids. Because if it's part of your life, if you taste that great satisfaction and sense of worth that comes from truly helping, that's going to be something with you for a lifetime.
I can really testify to that from working with the Parkinson's group here in town, because I actually sort of stepped in when nobody else was going to catch the ball, because I was the one that had the most energy at that point.
Right.
And it was like, not only did I become, I did something which I really increased my scope, I think, as a person, but I had, I was also the gate that a lot of information came through that was very useful for me mm-hmm. in handling my own problems. So
right.
that was an unseen benefit that I saw to the labor that I undertook for the group.
You know, and sometimes volunteers can, you know, finding a volunteer opportunity can come from another experience. I remember when my nephew was in the NICU unit at Providence, and I saw the amazing care that he received there because I spent a lot of time. And when I realized that they had a volunteer program, I was really motivated to give back. Mm-hmm. And so I spent like 7 years as a NICU volunteer, or baby. I rocked the babies,
oh, right. mm-hmm.
the early babies. Yeah. You know, and it was good, and I felt good about what I was doing, but I knew that it wasn't something I was going to do forever.
Right.
So that's part of the other part of volunteering. You can move around.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, you may not want to, but you can. And you can have a lot of experiences, you know, over time. So.
And we haven't even talked about folks who every 56 days, like clockwork, give blood to make sure that folks in our state
exactly.
have what they need in an emergency. And there's just so many things that happen that are good. And one other thing, you know, we're talking about volunteers because we really appreciate what comes from volunteering, but it's absolutely okay to have an agenda. It's okay not only to get something back, of course, mm-hmm. you will get something back whether you're looking to or not, but it's a wonderful way for young people to build skills and to learn new experiences and develop a resume. It really can connect you with organizations that are going to provide you with networking opportunities. And that's perfectly wonderful. We love it when people are getting something specific out of the experience in addition to that satisfaction that comes from making a difference.
That's all. Being part of the community is what that is.
You bet.
And let me give the numbers again here for those of you who want to call in and thank a volunteer. And those numbers would be, if you're calling here in Anchorage, 550-8433. If you're calling from outside of Anchorage, it's toll-free, 1-888-353-5752. And, of course, you can email us at hometown@alaska.org. I'm sorry, that's, hometown@alaska.org. Sorry, that is correct. And I do have an email here, which I think I neglected, so I'm glad to go back and get a chance to that. It's from Sandy Harper at Cyrano's Theater Company. And Sandy writes that Cyrano's Theater Company would also like to take this opportunity to thank the many people who make our theater possible. Without you and your support and many good deeds, Cyrano's Theater could not exist. Or we'd have to do Chekhov's One Sister instead of Three Sisters. Thank you.
Thanks, Sandy.
Yeah. And that's another example of the wide range of things that wouldn't happen in this town unless people were going to go out there and volunteer. It's just not the arts. It's not the animals. It's not the people that are lost out there. It's everything.
Well, you think of something like Fur Rondi. How many volunteers are
yeah.
involved in Fur Rondi? It's
oh,
amazing.
Yeah.
And what would it be without Fur Rondi, that celebration at that time of the year? So is it? Yeah, they're just embedded in everywhere.
Absolutely. It touches every aspect of our lives as Alaskans. And really, when you think about it, with this small amount of our state population, we have access to so much in terms of sports, recreation, arts, theater, and we wouldn't have that without the network of volunteers who care so much about bringing these wonderful experiences to us, whether it's a light opera production mm-hmm. or a theater group or an arts exhibit. It's something that enriches all of us and really makes our quality of life better.
I just had a vision of a person who's like a volunteering, leading a group of Boy Scouts out in the wilderness and gets lost in the wilderness and gets rescued by a bunch of volunteers. And then goes to relax by going to a play where a bunch of volunteers are putting on the play.
There you
then
go.
Goes to the food pantry on the way back because he's been so busy doing all this other stuff that he hasn't kept his job.
Sounds like a wonderful series for cartoon.
Yeah. I mean, I'm familiar with Volunteer Continuum, but I don't think that's the continuum that I was familiar with. But, you know, that could happen here.
What is the Volunteer Continuum?
Oh, it's just a person starts at one place and then, you know, through it, throughout their course of experience with an organization, you know, you find ways that they that you meet their needs. So they might start coming in as a volunteer that starts once a week, and then the next thing you know that you place them in charge of a program delivery, and then the next thing is they might be a board of directors, and then, you know, they become a donor, and then they become a long-term donor, and then, you know,
An advocate,
and maybe a gift, you know, at the end of their lives. So, I mean, it's meeting that volunteer where they are and seeing whether or not that you can continue to interest them and hook their passions in what your agency is doing.
And, again, it's the sort of thing where a person can take their own personal passion, if it's wood frogs or if it's opera, and they can enlarge their understanding of what they're doing and get more out of whatever they're interested in by volunteering for this organization.
Right, and you really do become an advocate. That's a good way to put it, because some of the things that I've learned through volunteering, then I can pass that knowledge on to others. If somebody comes and says, you know, something about, you know, early babies, well, I could say, I know that Providence has got a good program if you're interested in doing that, or it's just a great way to learn about the community and what's going on.
And we want to learn from you out there about what's happening in our community. So if you want to call in and thank a volunteer, again, the number is 550-8433 in Anchorage, or 1-888-353-5752. And so you've got a big list of volunteer opportunities there, I think, from the paper. And
I know. It's just amazing to me. There's Girl Scouts, Volunteers of America, Boys and Girls Club, Alaska Professional Volunteers, the Museum, the NAACP, Special Olympics, Alaska Regional Literacy Program, Habitat, the Anchorage Police Department, Anchorage Senior Center, Junior Achievement, Catholic Social Services, Lutheran Social Services, the Alano Club, Friends of Nike Site Summit, Friends of Pets, the Wellness Innovation Center, the East African Community Center of Alaska, Parks and Rec, Chugach Senior Center, Rabber Creek Shooting Park, NAMI, Multiple Sclerosis, the Veterans Museum, the Dog and the Puppy Rescue, Make-A-Wish Foundation, the Alaska Humane Society, AARP Tax Aid. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. And this was just a week's worth of volunteer opportunities from the newspaper.
That's a weekly thing that they run.
Mm-hmm,
so
they do.
If you're looking for a place to put your talents, that's one place you can go to find out where to do that. Or you can look at, I think we have some links on our webpage to volunteer coordination groups and, or you could just go to Google. As I said earlier, I Googled and I got like 400,000 hits.
I know. And so you can probably go on Craigslist too.
Yep, that's absolutely.
Right. I mean, everybody's listing their opportunities, and then most websites for the agencies should be listing their volunteer opportunities as well.
And we have a friend here on the air. This is Heidi, who wants to tell us about Alaska Dog and Puppy Rescue.
Hi.
Hi, Heidi. Thanks for calling.
I'd just like to thank all the volunteers from Alaska Dog and Puppy Rescue, especially Jenna and Jesslyn, who do a lot of the coordinating here in the Anchorage area.
So is that any kind of dog, or is that a specific breed, or is it all dogs?
It's actually all dogs.
Oops.
Rescues come out of the Mapu Borough Shelter, and I've been fostering for almost 4 years, and we've had over 30 dogs pass through our household.
Wow. That must be hard to let them go.
Well, what I tell people is, you think you're going to miss the dog you're giving up, but you get another one, and your whole attention is on the new one.
And you had 30 dogs?
We have had 30 foster dogs in the 4 years.
And do you have other dogs that are your pets as well?
Yes, we do have 3 dogs of our own as well.
So how do they get along with the foster dogs?
Our dogs now was a foster dog, and we kept him because we knew he would be such a good ambassador to the foster dogs, because he understands dog language and he can tell what they need, and he just sets a good example for them.
Well, thanks very much for your call.
You're welcome.
And thanks for taking care of those dogs out there. Bye. So again, that's every possible thing you can think of in this community. There's some way to address it, I would think, as a volunteer. I'm trying to run through some possible angle that you couldn't volunteer in, and it's pretty hard for me to think of one right now.
I know. I did want to also please say thank you to all of the big corporations and the companies that allow their employees time off to volunteer. Many are volunteer-friendly companies, and they're not all the large corporations that you would think, but there are some small businesses as well. So for those companies that are making accommodations for people that want to give back, thank you for that. That's a huge gift to the community and the state.
Oh, I echo that. It really is a huge difference, and it makes a difference for that company and the relationship they have with employees. It's actually a boon to productivity, not the other way around, because employee loyalty increases and the longevity increases in terms of the employees, because their community contributions are being not just acknowledged, but empowered and celebrated. And it is marvelous. Mm-hmm. And thanks for mentioning that, Sue.
So how might a program like that work? How, if I was to set something up at my business, which I don't have one of, but assume I'm a tycoon of some kind that is maybe cleaning up the occasional oil spill or something like that, what would I do to make sure my employees got a chance to go out and volunteer?
I mean, I've seen it just, written in the personnel policies, come up with a policy that says this is, counts for it. And, I think it's up to everybody. We have one at United Way where we can take a couple hours off a month to go volunteer. Mm-hmm. And, it's up to the person to link up and, account for their time and make it happen. A lot of companies do the same thing. And there are some of the large corporations also that you bring back something from the agency and the corporation will make a financial contribution.
We'll match it.
Will match their hours, their time. So,
Some companies actually adopt or partner with schools, individual schools, and encourage their employees to volunteer at that school, whether it's, volunteering to help with some program or project, or like being a big brother or big sister. But it's such a wonderful way to be a good corporate citizen, in addition to, making a financial contribution is always appreciated. But this really, the more involved employees are in the community, I think the better the relationship that organization has with the community.
Which is sort of the same as what the individual gets out of it at a volunteer level. They're getting something back, and corporations
are getting something back. It's always a win-win. Always.
Well, do you guys have any closing words you want to give to volunteers out there? We're just about out of time here.
Well, I want to thank all of the Big Brothers and Big Sisters and all of our local and statewide board members for the great contribution they make to the mission that we have. And I also want to thank the United Way for enabling so much of what happens on the social service end, not just in this town, but in this state.
Thank you. And I just would like to say thank you again to all of the volunteers. Keep up the good work. Whether you're serving on the board or you're serving a meal at a soup kitchen, you are awesome.
And I want to thank you, too, for coming in, because we didn't pay you nickels. This is like a volunteer time for each of you.
There you go.
And we feel good about that, I got to tell you.
Thank you.
So this has been a great hour. Thanks to Sue Brogan from the United Way of Anchorage and Tabor Rebaum from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Alaska. Coming up next week on Hometown Alaska, join host Shelley Wade, who will have Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan in the studio to talk about the budget. You can join us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at alaskapublic.org, or perhaps just Alaska Public, I guess, on Facebook and Twitter. And also make sure to check our website, alaskapublic.org. Pat Yak is the Vice President of Public Media. Kristen Spack is our web editor and audio engineer. Thanks for joining us today on Hometown Alaska. I'm Peter Dunlap-Scholl, and Happy New Year, by the way.
Hometown Alaska is a production of Alaska Public Telecommunications Incorporated, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the participants and do not reflect KSKA or its underwriters. Today's program is available online at alaskapublic.org. CD copies can be purchased by calling 550-8400. This is KSKA Anchorage.